This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A downtown bar owner is hoping the streets of St. Louis get better with the new mayor. KMOX's Stuart McMillan spoke with Kevin Lisi, owner of Jack Patrick Sports Bar at 10th and Olive, where thieves smashed out two front windows during a break-in last week.
The damage is done. You had to have your door fixed.
Yeah, a lot of glass. That'll be a couple grand worth of glass, yeah.
A couple $1,000.
Yeah, $2,000 worth of glass probably, yeah.
Has this happened to you before?
Yeah, it's been a while though. We've been lucky. I've replaced plenty of glass over the last 25 years, but not very often. Maybe once a year average. This was two pieces of glass, and it's just, you know, you try to get ahead, and then this happens, and you're kind of, all right, let's restart here. So,
should you really have to factor that into your budget, though, annually?
Yeah,
that
it's for sure. I do factor that in, for sure. It's part of the business downtown. I'm used to it now. I'm not going to cry over it or lose sleep over it, but it's just part of being downtown. So,
Do you think that'll ever change?
Man, I hope. It's something we've always kind of dealt with. I think it's just part of being in the city. It's been worse the last couple years, for sure. The streets are a little nastier down here the last couple years, for sure. But last year was a really tough year, business-wise, and that was a big part of it. This year has been off to a really good start. Convention Center is back. You know, they were working on that last year, and it's open this year. But The hard part is I don't have a patio anymore. I can't do it anymore. It just becomes a problem every time. Every time I put tables and chairs out there, it's a problem.
I think it's stolen or broken or worse.
No, it's customers only. I try to go out there and say, you know, it's customers only, you know, and it becomes a fight. And I have to call the police, you know, I'm not going to fight with you. And then I wake up, I come in down in the morning and it's covered in trash and everything's turned over and it's not worth it anymore.
Well, you got a pretty good business here. You've been doing it for 25 years now?
26, just turned 26 on St. Patrick's Day. And I still love it. And we're off to a good start this year, man. I'm kind of hopeful with, you know, the election and all, everything. Maybe things will change. I don't know, maybe they won't, but I know business is good. It's just the street's kind of hard to deal with right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And the change you would like to see, what would that be?
I wish, I don't want to say the police, you know, you call and it takes a while. And so I try not to do it. I wish, you know, we get a real fast response. But I understand they got bigger problems than somebody sitting at my tables and chairs. I understand that. But that, maybe just a little more cleanup on the streets, you know, the basic stuff, trash, basic stuff that just hasn't been happening for a while. And, you know, I'm not going to blame anybody. I just, you know, like I said, I just try to take care of the inside here, and the outside is just something I have to deal with. But, you know, everybody's dealing with it. Schnucks is dealing with it down the street. You know, I know they have a problem with, you know, panhandling and that kind of stuff. And I you know, I don't want them to leave. I need them here. You know, the more the merrier down here is what we need. And there's not a lot of people down here right now. You know, in my neck of the woods, I'm kind of on an island here.
More competition is good.
I miss Bailey's. The more the merrier. I don't want to be the only guy down here. I really don't. Becomes a destination, because every place is not for every person. So you got a little variety. We all kind of feed off each other. Yeah, for sure.
Alderwoman Kara Spencer will be sworn in as mayor tomorrow after beating incumbent Tashara Jones last week. Spencer has already hired some of her staff. She says there are no plans to change police chief, but there will likely be changes to cabinet members.
KMOX already told you about the break-in at Jack Patrick's Sports Bar in downtown St. Louis just last week. The owner had to fork up $2,000 to fix broken glass. But as Kevin Lisi tells our Stuart McMillan, what else is worrying him as a downtown business owner?
Cardinals worry me a little bit about the way they're drawing so far. But that remains to be seen. But playoff hockey on the horizon, hopefully, pretty much a guarantee. But I think things are headed in the right direction, but something like this sets you back a little bit.
Sports is a big part of this environment. I mean, so if Cardinals don't do well, you hurt, I'm sure.
Huge. Yeah. Cardinals are a big deal. Last year really hurt us. It was the first year in 25 years that they didn't draw very well. I mean, literally. There's been years where they were a worse team and still drew. And, man, it worries me that they're not the way they're drawn right off the bat. I mean, we're only a week into the season, 2 weeks into the season, and they're just not drawing people.
They're already breaking records you don't want to break, like not enough attendance and stuff like that.
So, something I've never seen in 25 years.
I've never seen it either.
I've lived in St. Louis my whole life, and I've never, even in the really down years in the 90s, they always draw, but now this is a little scary. I know I got friends, fellow bar owners down in Broadway and, Ballpark Village kind of stuff, and they're really worried. Mm. I can survive without the Cardinals.
You kind of have a good mix here, where you're far enough away from...
You do a triangle between the Dome.
Yes.
Triangle between the Dome, Enterprise, and Cardinals, and I'm kind of in the middle of it. The Dome stuff, we kill it. I wish there was more Dome stuff,
Battlehawks fans come in here a lot?
Kill it on Battlehawks games. It's crazy.
I love it. And
we don't usually.
That's going. I'm sure.
We don't usually do Sundays. That's our day off usually, but we open for the Battlehawks, special occasions and Battlehawks.
Open up for the Battlehawks. It's that good, huh?
Oh yeah, wow. It's that good. It's yeah, it really is. It's crazy. We opened so first home game last week, and well worth opening up.
Well, the Battlehawks drew 30,000 yesterday at the Dome. The Cardinals drew 32,000 plus. At least that was their announced attendance, terms of ticket sales. City last night sold out. They had 22,500. The Frozen Four was sold out on Saturday night. The National Championship, we're doing pretty well in that area.
Absolutely. It was a busy weekend in downtown St. Louis.